hit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, that wasn't too hard, now was it? You know? But you always remembered you got that sustaining element that's there. In our human anatomy, sometimes I might be laying down when the moon is full. You hear these high sounds come through your ear. You know? I reach up and grab the tuning fork and blow the pitchfork. You know, how many people are going to grab a tuning fork when they hear something in their ear? Somebody like me, you know what I mean? I say, dang, that's an E natural. Damn, that's deep. As soon as I hit 60, which is C, 60, I heard another sound. Grab my, damn, that's a C natural. You know what I mean? D natural. Almost hearing the alphabet like A, B, C, D, the single notes. That's how it all started. Then they put it all into words, you know, making those words. That's why they used to call words notes. They're still notes. Like, say, for instance, I'm going to have some fun with this next one. This is a piece of paper, and when I finish performing, if y'all catch me, if you catch me, I got a few cassette tapes with signed autographed picture. Y'all get a copy of this, okay? I have declared the month of May, the millennium, the year 2000, as Right History Month. And that right is spelled W-R-I-T-E. And in the Bible, this goes along with it too. Revelations 3, chapter 7, it says, he who has an ear, let him hear. You know what I mean? That means you got to wake up. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write. And it's spelled W-R-I-T-E. That's the original note. Trust me. You know? And he that is holy, he that is true, and he who has the key, that's the key, write, W-R-I-T-E. You got to spell it, because then you get it mixed up with the word like white and those other substitute words that we be using. You dig what I'm trying to say? Any questions about that, catch me in my office. He that has the key of David, let no man open and no man close it. In other words, as long as you get it right, W-R-I-T-E, you got it made. It ain't red, white, and blue. It's red, right, W-R-I-T-E, and blue. That's the original note. Then we got another verse in here. It's Revelation 16, verse 13. Salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, his mother and mine. I guess, you know, I thought I would play off of that one. You know what I mean? But it's a strange thing. In the German Bible, Rufus is spelled R-U-F-U-S. In the French Bible, Rufus is spelled R-U-F-U-S. Although it might be in French and different languages, Rufus is still spelled R-U-F-U. I thought that was kind of deep, you know what I mean? Something to think about. Any questions about that, catch me in my office. You see what I'm trying to say? And then Rufus, you got R-U-F-U-S. I just play off of the U-S in that for us as in the U-S, you know what I mean? Sounds or something. But since we done dealt with the Bible a little bit, I'd like to play another tune for you. I played at a church about a couple months ago, and the children wanted to hear, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. I said, hey, that sounds about right to me. You know what I mean? So I want you to listen to this and hear how Yes, Jesus Loves Me on the bagpipes.